This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The U.S. Senate still needs 60 votes to pass the Pain-Capable Unborn Child Protection Act, but will vote on the bill this month. This year's House and Senate November elections could turn on how voters view legislative action. Conservative websites say Google is slanting reviews against them. A check of the top 20 liberal and conservative sites shows all Google commendations are on reviews of liberal sites, and all negative warnings went to conservative sites. The untold story of how abortion advocates lied to and manipulated Jane Roe, media outlets, and the courts into allowing abortion is coming to the big screen with the help of Alveda King and Hollywood icons John Voight and Nick Loeb. This is Life News Radio. The view, the accurate view of the human person, changes everything. The news you hear and see pertaining to the human person has the power to inform or misinform your opinions and what you do with the gift of life and what you allow your government to do. It's why we at this station offer news on the life issue. We hope you will carefully assess what you hear, read, and view. In other headlines, a Vancouver, BC Jewish nursing home, a home including Holocaust survivors, is protesting after a doctor surreptitiously killed one of its patients by a legally lethal injection. A Texas abortion chain has been denied a license to open in South Bend, Indiana, and problems surfacing in Oregon's assisted suicide law include one state official proudly announcing that treatable diabetes patients should be given assisted suicide options. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.